two of the first three coronavirus deaths in Idaho are in Blaine County, which has roughly half of the state's cases. As of Friday morning, South Central Public Health District is reporting 82 Blaine County residents have tested positive. Rachel Cohen reports on how rural health systems are stretching resources to care for patients.
If you need to be hospitalized for symptoms of coronavirus in the Wood River Valley today, you'll most likely be transported to hospitals up to 2.5 hours away.
So currently, any patient who would be that sick would not be maintained up here. We would be transferring them either down to Magic Valley or Boise.
That's Frank Baccia, a family physician at the St. Luke's Clinic near Ketchum. The 25-bed hospital nearby does have two intensive care units and one ventilator in the emergency department. But taking care of very sick patients requires a lot of time and attention by specialists. And healthcare workers in Blaine County have already taken a hit from the coronavirus. At least 14 have tested positive, including two emergency room doctors. And more are out of work, self-isolating because they have symptoms or have potentially been exposed.
Are we concerned about not having enough resources? Absolutely. And that's why we're trying to conserve what we have right now, particularly our manpower.
Dr. Baccia is trained in sports medicine. Before this, if you had a knee injury while skiing at Sun Valley Resort, he might have treated you. These days, though, he's pretty much clad head to toe in personal protective gear, seeing patients in the parking lot of the Ketchum Hospital.
And we'll go out to the vehicle, we'll talk to the patient, take a history, we'll examine them.
Now healthcare workers are taking extra and prolonged shifts. Routine check-ins, even non-emergency childbirths are being moved to other hospitals to give staff a chance to regroup and get healthy. The personnel shortages extend beyond the hospital, too. Bill McLaughlin is the fire chief in Ketchum and oversees the emergency medical services.
We only have a few paramedics on each day, and if one of them on a shift gets sick, then that entire shift will be knocked out for 14 days.
He says in the past week, around a quarter of his paramedics have been out because they have coronavirus symptoms or have potentially been exposed. Many volunteers who used to help out are staying home instead. So other ambulance crews from the Magic Valley and Boise are helping transfer patients between hospitals. All this has healthcare providers in other parts of the state looking at Blaine County and planning for a similar situation in their areas.
I could see us getting overwhelmed the way that Wood River has gotten overwhelmed by cases and very, very sick people.
That's Greg Irvine, an orthopedic surgeon and the chief of staff at the St. Luke's Hospital in McCall, a resort town north of Boise. Irvine recently wrote a letter pleading people not to travel to the lakeside skiing town.
It isn't intuitive that you would not go to a out-of-the-way place away from a lot of people to have a vacation and do healthy things like skiing or snowmobiling. But in fact, that's how the virus spreads.
Many of Blaine County's earliest positive cases were tied to visitors. And with spring break and the weather warming up, Irvine knew he needed to get the message out. Please don't come here.
We don't have an intensive care unit here. We do have ventilators here. And we could take care of people on an emergency basis, but we would then need to expedite triage to a higher level of care if that care is available elsewhere. And that's the nightmare scenario that we're continuing to try to avoid.
John McCarthy is the Dean of Rural Health Programs for the University of Washington's Medical School. He says most rural healthcare systems, like many in Idaho, are not designed to handle pandemics.
It's designed to flex up a little bit, but not considerably.
One of his greatest worries for the rural areas in the Northwest is there's little backup in terms of doctors, nurses, and space.
If we don't flatten that curve, we're going to be in that situation where somebody's going to have COVID in Briggs and Boise's going to say, we're not taking them. And everybody else is going to say, we're not taking them.
And that, he says, will overload health systems in places like Driggs, McCall, and Ketchum, which could also mean worse health outcomes. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.